David's Mighty Men. David had developed a group of 30 men that were the core of his fighting force. Joab's brother led the group because of his bravery. All 30 of these fighting men were proven warriors with skills and courage, but three of them were an inspiration to the entire army. One of these men personally killed 800 soldiers in a battle. Another stood firm when the rest of the army retreated. While they fell back, he turned and attacked the Philistines by himself. He fought so hard and so long that his hand stuck to his sword. The others finally came back, but only to plunder the dead bodies around him. Before David became king, there was a time when he and his men were hiding. He became thirsty and said, "Oh, I long for the water from the well in Bethlehem." At that time, Bethlehem was in the hands of the Philistines. These three men heard David longing for that water. They slipped out of the camp and went to Bethlehem. They crept into the city and got water from the well. They were then able to get safely back out of the Philistine area. When they brought the water to David, he was shocked at what they had done. He said, I won't drink this water. This is precious, like the blood of the men who risked their lives to get it." He stood before the Lord and poured it out as an offering to God. All of David's men remained loyal to him after he became king. God was with him and established his kingdom over Israel. Jerusalem was a walled city on Mount Zion controlled by the Jebusites. David said to his men, "Whoever is able to conquer this city will become the commander of my army." Joab conquered it by getting inside the walls through the water tunnels. So he became the commander of the army. They renamed the town the City of David, and from that time on it was the center of his government. When the Philistines heard about him becoming king of Israel, they decided to fight against him. David said to the Lord, "Should I go fight them?" The Lord said, "Go, I will give them to you." So David went and defeated them. Later, they invaded Israel again. So he asked the Lord, "Should I go fight them?" The Lord said, "Go, but this time circle around behind them. Put your camp in a grove of trees. Wait until you hear the sound of marching and the top of the trees. Then you'll know that I have marched ahead of you." David did exactly as the Lord told him to do. He defeated the Philistines and totally ran them out of the land.